In your Bibles, turn to the book of Job. The book of Job, the 28th chapter. I'm sorry, the 29th chapter. And page 587 in your Scofield Bible. Page 587. We read the first 8 verses of the 29th chapter of Job. These verses we'll read responsively. This brief announcement, while you're finding the place, there's a green Chrysler Newport Custom, the Indiana plates 45V7410, parked across from the minus lot, and it says that the interior light is on. Shall we stand, please? Let's stand for the reading of God's Word. The first 8 verses of the 29th chapter, the second verse being the text verse. Moreover, Job continued his parable and said, "Oh, that I were as in months past, as in the days when God preserved me, when his candle shined upon my head, and when by his light I walked through darkness, as I was in the days of my youth, when the secret of God was upon my tabernacle, when the Almighty was yet with me, when my children were about me. When I washed my steps with butter, and the rock poured me out rivers of oil. When I went out to the gate through the city, when I prepared my seat in the street. The young men saw me and hid themselves, and the aged arose and stood up." And let's pray. Bless, we pray now, dear Lord, this service. We're thankful to be a part of it. A lot of folks would like to be here tonight. Perhaps cannot for various reasons. We get to be here. Now, thank you for that privilege. Open our ears, our hearts, please, to thy word and bless our preacher. In Jesus' name, amen.
Right on the subject, Dear God, signed Job. Dear God, signed Job. Our Heavenly Father, I pray now as we enter into this part of our Sunday services, that you would give us attentive ears and hearts and minds to the truths you have for us. Amen. Dear God, oh, that I were in months past, when you preserved me, when my children were with me. God, in those days, I was probably the most respected man in my city. Young men admired me as I walked down the street. And God, mothers would point to me and say to their children, "That's what I want you to be like when you grow up." Dear God, oh, that I were as in months past. I can recall when I walked down the street, older men would stand up in my presence, and older men would respect me enough to stand as I walked by. And God, politicians always talk with me when they're running for office. And God, kings sought my advice before they made decisions. People were silent when I spoke. Dear God, I was the voice of authority.
You know, if I were a grade schooler today, tonight, what I'd want to do, if I were in the first, second, third grade or so, I wouldn't want to look up and say, "I'll be glad now I'm a junior higher. Boy, I'll be glad." I'd want to be glad I'm a grade schooler. And I'd want to I'd want to get every bit of joy I could in grade school. If I were a junior higher, I wouldn't want to say, "Boy, oh boy, I'll be glad now I get in high school." I wouldn't want to say that. I'd say I want to enjoy now. I want to take my junior high years and squeeze every bit of joy I can now. All right, listen, this is a now book. We have a now Savior. We have a now God. Today is the day of salvation. Now is the accepted time. The I Am has sent you. I want to say this. Some of you people think when you get old that you feel sorry for us. Don't do that. Listen, there are riches of every age. And there are as many riches, if not more, of being the age I am right now than there are of any other age that I've ever been. And I've been all of them. I mean, I just decided at first I was going to start at the beginning. So I came as a baby, like everybody else. Like human beings. But I've never seen a day like today. I've never been as excited about today as I am now. If you think I'm going to say, oh, the kids are all married and gone. Blessed be God, I don't have to wait in line for the bathtub ever. Ever. And ever since Cindy left, she's the last one. I've not taken a bath in cool water. Nobody says, can I have a car tonight? You can't go out yet and drive a car. Well, I'm 13. Bless God. Now, you say, you trying to say you didn't enjoy it when the kids were little? No, I'm not saying I enjoyed it when they were little. I'm enjoying it now, too. And if I lived to be 95 years old, I'm going to enjoy it at 95. Man, I'm with the highest kicking 95 you ever saw. You say, what are you saying? I'm saying today, Job, if tomorrow I can be like I was yesterday. Job, don't say that. Say, thank God. I'm a child of God, then I'm in the will of God. And God, you just put what in front of me you want for me to have, because I know you love me and I know what's best. And I may not like a taste of it, but I may need some vitamins I don't enjoy right now. And I might need to eat some carrots or some turnips or some mustard greens. And I don't like them, but I may need to eat them. And so put before me what you want, and I'll eat it, and I'll thank God for it. And I'll say, thank God for today. I'm not going to miss today thinking about yesterday and planning for tomorrow. I'm going to have today. By the way, this era in Job's life proved to be the best era of his life. There wouldn't be a book of Job in the Bible had it not been for this era. You would never have heard the term the patience of Job had it not been for this era. I'm saying that though Job did not know it, When he said, oh, I wish that I were as in time past, and I wish tomorrow I could be like I was yesterday. Let me tell you, listen, young ladies on the front down here, not married yet. Don't, it's okay to get married. If you could marry something besides a man, it sure would help. But don't, it's okay to get married. But look, while you're waiting, live it up. Dad, can we get married now? Cindy said. Dad, we don't want to wait. Tickles a fire to me. See her changing a dirty diaper. Having to throw a baby over her hips where she goes. One day I said, Dad, can I get married now? Now, nothing wrong with that. I think when you get babies, you ought to thank God for them. And when you get rid of them, thank God they're gone. You could be where Mrs. Steve Sloan is tonight. Twins. Boy, I tell you, I looked at those twins today and I said to Mrs. Sloan, thank God. Somebody said, for what? I said, they're not mine. Thank God. Job made a mistake. Not savoring this era. Fourth mistake Job made was this. Thinking that prosperity is the only way that God blesses us. That is the biggest mistake God's people ever make. I mean, I'm blessed if I have. I'm not blessed if I have not. What a beautiful day. I get so sick and tired of folks saying, the sun's shining, what a beautiful day. Bless God, if it's pouring down rain, it's a beautiful day. Ask the farmers in Iowa or this state. I was down in North Carolina talking to a farmer the other day. He forgot to whom he was talking. And I said, how's the corn? He said, it's terrible. He said, it's just terrible. But he said, thank God the tobacco crop is good this year. And then he said, oh my soul, no. We have the strangest idea that sunshine is blessing and clouds is not. Clouds do not give blessing. That health is blessing and sickness is not blessing. That prosperity is blessing and being in need is not blessing. A prosperous age is blessing, and recession is not blessing. Let me tell you something. I have a blessing, yes. Blessing is whatever God has for me next. Fifth mistake Job made was believing that God is good to us only when He gives us what we think is best for us. I preached a sermon on that not long ago, but I want to take about two or three minutes and hit it again. We have the strangest idea that God is good to us when what He gives us, it coincides with what we think is best for us. You don't know what's best for you any more than those twin boys of Steve and Mrs. Sloan know what's best for them, our twin kids. You don't know what's best. You don't know what's best. God sure has been good to me. All my family's healthy. God was good to Job, and all 10 kids were gone. The other day I was talking to a fellow, and I'm not saying I believe this, but you know, he made a point or two. I said, these poor little babies that are aborted, abortions, killed before they have a chance to live, isn't that sad? And a guy said to me, I'm against it, he said, but he said in some ways it's a blessing for those little tykes to go on to heaven and not grow up in the homes they have to grow up in if they lived. Now, don't anybody say, Brother Hiles, it's for abortion. I'm not. But I want to say this. There are a lot of things worse than death. I'll tell you something else, too. A backsliding prosperity is 10,000 times worse than a spiritual poverty. Sixth mistake Job made was he got proud. Dear God, did you know how I've done? Dear God, it's not been good. Dear God, I wish it were as in time past when I was a big shot in town and the object of adulation and adoration and the object of praise. And dear God, when I was a counselor for kings, and dear God, when young men would hush as I talked, and old men would stand up in reverence for me, and I had 10 healthy kids, and I had a lot of money, dear God, when I was somebody, and now God, look at me now. By the way, God, just in case you haven't noticed, I didn't deny you, did I? Job got proud. I'll tell you something. There's nothing as abominable in the sight of Almighty God than pride. Nothing. Brother, I don't care. Listen, you little girls, you got a pretty face. You didn't make it, or come to think of it, maybe you did. Some of you pretty little girls, listen, Michelangelo would be envious of you if he lived now. You've drawn paintings on your face that he never could have matched. But for the grace of God, you could be as cross-eyed as Ray Young. You big old, big old, big old, strong, muscular fellas, and you're proud of your physique, but for God's grace, you can be built like Keith McKinney. Ooh, I shouldn't have said that. Where are you? Yeah. Or me. Now listen to me. Everything you've done is by the grace and goodness of God, and you don't deserve a bit of praise for any of it. Everything you are with the grace of God, and all I am with the grace of God, and all I have with the grace of God, and let no man glory. Nobody ought to be proud of his face. Or proud of what he's done. Everything we've done, we've done. I almost preached tonight, or this morning one, on the subject, let God have the glory that he's due. Let God have the psalm, I forgot what psalm it is, Psalm 29. Let God have the glory that he's due. Now, I'll tell you something. Whatever glory you take, you're taking it from God. Dear Job. Dear Job, let me ask you a question or two. I want to pass some things in front of you, Job. I want you to look at them. Job, there's a mountain coming in front of us. I made that. You're so hot, Job. How many mountains did you ever make? Huh? Huh? I made the Rockies, the Adirondacks, the Alps. I made the Smokies, Ozarks, Blue Ridge Mountains. Job, but trot one of yours out. Come on, Job. Come on, big boy. Come on, you're so hot and mighty. Trot one of your mountains out. Dear Job, our next display, I want you to see the stars and constellations of stars. I want you to see the Big Dipper and the Little Dipper and the Milky Way and the Pleiades and the Orion. I want you to see it, Job. Job, I think I'll just wait around while you make me one of those. Make me a star, Job. Make me one. By the way, beauty queen, let's see you make one. By the way, God's gift to mankind, let's see you make one. Come on, Job. You think you're so high and mighty? Make a star. Hey, Job, there's the moon. Make a one light. Make it a make a sun. Make a star. Make a Big Dipper. Make a Little Dipper. Dear Job, I want to have a little fireworks display. It's the 4th of July. I'm giving you what's in the original language now, not in the English. It's 4th of July, Job. I'm going to give you a firework demonstration here. Job, I'm going to light up the skies with lightnings. I'm going to give you a real, real demonstration. Okay, Job, you see that lightning? Copy it. Make one high and mighty. Make one proud one. Make one. Now, Job, I got some clouds here. I'm going to bring in some clouds. I'm going to cause it to rain. And you'll see them as they trot by. I made them, and I'll make it rain. Now, Job, let's see you make it rain. Come on, Job, make it rain. Big shot. Make it rain, pretty face. Make it rain, brilliant mind. Make it rain, Fosdick, Nels F.S. Foray, and Buttrick. All you liberals, make it rain. Make it rain, brilliant mind. Make it rain. Now, Job, you're having a hard time, so I think I'll just do this. bring some lions up here. Kitty, 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 kitty. Okay, Job, make one of those. Make one. Listen to me, folks. There is not anything in this world as abominable in the sight of God Almighty than self-pride. Nothing. Nothing. Look what I've done. But for the grace of God, you and I all would burn in hell forever, and you know that's the truth. Dear Job, I want you to see a peacock. I want you to see it on NBC. See, make a peacock's wing, Job. Now, Job, put feathers like that on the ostrich.
And Job, watch that horse. Give that horse the strength he has. And Job, make that grasshopper jump. And Job, make the birds fly. And Job, make the fish swim. And Job, start a whirlwind. And Job, show me a tornado. And Job, show me some lakes. Build me some lakes and make me some trees. And make me a rose bush. And make me a gardenia. And make me a gladiola. And make me a pansy. And make me a flower bed. And make me a hedge. And make me an ivy. Go ahead, Job, make it.
Dear Job, paint a rainbow. Or a sunrise or a sunset. Make a desert. Fill an ocean. Make a river. Build a lake. Make a universe. Clothe the lily. Feed the sparrow. Look at me, Job. Look at me. You've got the chance of your life. And so did your wife. Just as many wives in Hammond, Indiana, in 1983. Boy, there's nothing in the world that burns this preacher up anymore. And for some little gal to come here with the opportunity of being a wife to a man of God. And the opportunity to suffer and sacrifice for Jesus' sake. What an opportunity. And for you to say, oh, that it were in times past. My heart goes out to you. But I want to tell you something. You will never have a time that will give you a chance to show what you are or be what God made you to be until the shadows come. Look me in the eye, Job. Stand up, Job. Stand up. Look me in the eye. Signed, God. Dear God, I'm vile. I'll shut up. Just give me what you know is best. If I need sunshine, give it to me. If I need rain and clouds, let me have it. If I need health, I'll thank you for it. If you think it's best for me to stay on this ash heap, let me stay here. If I ought to have children, I'll take them gladly. But if it's best that my children go on, and if you want them more than you want me to have them, I'll let you have them. If you want me to have a good job and money in the bank, I'll take it. But you know, if it's not good for me, don't give me any money. If it's not good for me, I'll be willing to be unemployed. Lord, I'm just going to sit down at your table and yield to your will. And you just do what you think is best. And I'll take it. And I'll thank you for it. For you know what's best. And you're God. Not only are you all-powerful and able to give me anything you choose to give me, but you're all-wise and know what's best for you to give me. So, here I am, Lord. I sit at your table. I'm ready to eat whatever life serves me. You give it, and I'll eat it. Because I know now that you know now what's best for your servant. Signed, Job. Our Heavenly Father, bless this.